Motion diagrams. In studying physics, you will often wish to estimate the direction of the acceleration vector from a description of the motion. Motion diagrams can help. In a motion diagram, the moving object is drawn at a sequence of equally spaced time intervals. For example, suppose you are on a trampoline and, following a high bounce, you are falling back toward the trampoline. As you descend, you keep going faster and faster. A motion diagram of this motion is shown in Figure 2-9a. The dots represent your position at equally spaced time intervals, so the space between successive dots increases as your speed increases. The numbers placed next to the dots are there to indicate the progression of time, and an arrow representing your velocity is drawn next to each dot. The direction of each arrow represents the direction of your velocity at that instant, and the length of the arrow represents